Hey guys, welcome to Speaking Millennial, episode 13.
Episode 37.
Took me that long to finally get it. I am Bill Spadia at Bill Spadia on Twitter.
Did you subtract episode zero?
I don't know. I thought last one was 12.
What number is this?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know. I think we should name them after fruit. Episode pear.
Oh. Episode pink.
Episode pink. There you go. Colors, fruit. Well, anyway, I'm here with my co-host, Jay Black.
Hey, everybody.
Between the last podcast and this one, has gone from local to regional to, like, just a pretty cool comic.
Internet comic.
Right? Yeah, internet comic, Jay
internet
Black.
Internet comic, Jay Black. And our co-host, Jessica Nutt from Chasing News.
You can
Jessica, how are you?
Find my MySpace page.
Now, if you listen to the last podcast, which was, I think, episode 11 or 12.
Oh, 13.
God, I screwed it up already.
Four.
The last one with Steve Hofstetter. Jessica, you were not impressed with the conversation about Pete Rose and Barry Bonds.
I'm sorry. I wish I knew more about sports. I don't have any brothers. There was no like...
You physically tuned out. Like you pretended your headset didn't work.
Yeah.
That's not what I was doing.
Did you see her unplug?
I saw her unplug.
It was an unplugging.
And she was filing her nails.
I was Googling Barry Bonds.
The entire time.
Looking for facts.
That's a lot of Googling.
Like, what can I possibly add to this conversation?
It would be interesting because they said, like, there's a grandmother test for how famous a sports star is. Like, if your grandma knows who, you know, Michael Jordan is, then he's transcended the sport.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And I'm thinking maybe there's a millennial girl test, which is, you just go the other way, which is like, do you know who Steph Curry is?
Is he dating a Kardashian?
Probably.
Right. I know who Steve Curry is.
Steph Curry. Okay.
Right, but not because of the sports, because just a famous name.
Is it because you are a big fan of the three-point shot, or is it because you are aware of him outside of the sport?
I don't know. Well, I did that story on the kids that met him. So that's the only reason he came into my...
I remember that story. You shot a three-point shot from the deck.
Okay, so the story was two little boys from New Jersey, like, I guess wanted to meet him, wrote him letters, and then like for the next 5 years, he invited them to his Philly games every time he was back in the area.
How cool is that? So cool,
super cool.
Yeah, it's cute.
Pete Rose would do that. He just doesn't have the resources.
Yeah, he invites little kids to his autograph signings in beer halls all the time. Although he does charge them when they arrive.
So. Hey, he's got to make a living. But you shot a shot.
Yeah,
you didn't make it.
I tried.
It was close.
I'm
like
not...
from the second floor deck onto the court that was, I mean, it was a good half of
football field. Yeah, so that's the other part of the story was that Steph Curry actually came back to their house and did some trick shots.
In the
driveway. So I tried them myself. I didn't make them, but it was close. It wasn't
terrible.
It
was close.
This actually, I'm interested in this.
You didn't look foolish doing it. You did not look foolish doing it.
Yeah, thanks.
Like she had some form.
Yeah, I would have looked terrible. Right?
We would have looked awful. Basketball is arguably my worst sport.
I would have hit myself in the face.
Yeah.
I used to play pickup ball with my friends down at the gym. And, you know, you play against the same guys all the time and you're all at the same level of suck. So you play and you start getting in your head like, hey, I'm not bad. I'm not bad. And you start going like, I'm not saying I'm as good as the guys in the NBA, but, you know, I'm not bad. One day this guy, we were all in our 20s, and this guy showed up and we were making fun. We called him Art Garfunkel because he was like 45 and he had like the curly hair, but he was balding and he had like the headband on. He looked ridiculous. He had two knee braces on and he just looked like he was falling apart. And he got up and he said, guys, mind if I play? We were like, all right, Art Garfunkel, come and play.
Whatever.
If you want to play, if you think you can run with this crew of white guys under 6 foot, feel free. So he came on and Bill proceeded to decimate us.
Yeah.
He was, every time he was open, he would just drain the shot. And we were like, well, you must have played professionally. And he was like, actually, I was a bench warmer on a Division III team. And that sort of like, you know how they say banana for scale? That was the banana for scale that brought us to like, oh yeah, oh no, we're terrible. We should not even be allowed to be outside.
Right, why are we allowed to even touch the ball?
Yeah. And honestly, there
go
should
play
be,
video games, for
we
God
should
sakes.
Touch the ball and an old man should pop up and go, no. Go play video games. And like, all right, Pepperidge Farm, we're going to go do that. That, it was awful. So yeah, I'm a terrible sporting person. And, you know, Jess, I feel good that you were able to make a shot almost because I don't think I would have been able to.
I always laugh at guys that go to play basketball at the gym. Like, why do they wear tank tops? Do you walk around in tank tops every day? No, but then they like wear these tank tops to the gym.
Well, that's what basketball players wear.
Is that what they're supposed to wear?
That's what basketball players in the NBA wear.
Well, I think that's part of it. Like if I dress the part, if I have the exposed shoulders and underarms,
right,
I can make a shot.
Well, here's the thing. I feel better about that because that's a fat old guy trying to cool off. Than the guys driving on the bikes, riding the bikes with the
entire suits on.
With the suit.
Looks so silly.
You're not in the Tour de France.
It's like a uniform.
So I feel like I should be allowed to run them over.
But many of them should not be in that tight a fitting anything.
No. You ride your bike in private awkward. Until you get good looking, and then you can put the suit on. But other than that.
Well, at least like lose a little weight.
And these guys, you know, they
and the helmets look ridiculous.
Wow, this is judgy.
I'm being very judgy because they're on the road with us, and they get that look like we're riding our bikes. We're super cool. It's like, no, you're not. You look terrible in your little tight suit and your dumb helmet, and you're taking up space for my car.
See, I agree. Roads are for cars.
Roads are for cars.
Roads are for cars.
I mean, everyone understands why you get upset at the bikers on the road, but you don't have to judge their fitness.
No, well, I do judge their fitness because if they were better looking, I could at least look at them when I'm driving my bike.
Is it a judgment or are you just giving them friendly advice? Like when you're squeezing into the one piece.
How would you take it?
Well, I would take it as judgment. I would be
But here's the thing.
But at the same time, I wouldn't wear that. Like I ride a bike. But I don't have a uniform. I wear what I wear to the gym on the bike.
Here's what drives me nuts. I am judgy, but not for the reason that you think. I'm not judgy about their bodies. I'm not body shaming anybody. Here's what I get annoyed with.
Body shaming bikers?
No, I'm not body shaming them. I am white person with money shaming them. Meaning that they are obviously white people with money who decide, oh, I like to ride a bike. So I'm going to go out and buy $10,000 worth of biking gear that I don't need. And that's the thing
They're
that
not all
I hate.
White, though.
But the guys in the suits are generally middle-aged white dudes who are like, I think I'll take up biking. And they go and they buy $10,000 worth of biking stuff and I hate them and want to run them over.
You don't see a lot of women wearing that stuff.
No, because they generally...
Well, women, they look the same. They've got helmets on. How can you tell?
A valid point.
And I think generally women are not as dumb. They're like, well, I'm going to ride the bike and I'll get into shape and I enjoy it, but I don't need all the equipment because you wear those suits, Bill, if you're trying to shave a tenth of a second off your Olympic time. You don't wear those suits when you're a middle-aged guy.
You know what I did? It's terrible.
What?
I decided I was going to ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Walmart.
Bought a bike.
$90.
There you go. That's all you need. That
3 years it lasted. It just fell apart. The tires came off. I was a half a mile from home. And the tires came off. I had to walk it back.
It didn't fall off when you like went your face over the handlebars incident?
I did get hurt.
The bike didn't break?
I did. No. It survived that. It was bent a little bit. I went riding and there was an ice storm. Now, here's the thing. I didn't anticipate that it was going to be as slippery as it was. Because when I left early in the morning, it was kind of dark out.
Sure.
It was a little drizzle. I'm like, this is great.
You wake up at 1 a.m.
And by the time I got back, it was a sheet of ice. Mm. So the bike came out from under me. I actually went behind the bike. I saw the bike.
Wow. Like,
that's not good.
No.
Because I'm here, the bike is there.
And in fact, you know what?
That hurt so badly. Like, that was an uncomfortable moment. I didn't break anything.
I'm not 100% sure that wasn't you're currently in a Jacob's Ladder situation where you're laying in a ditch somewhere.
Maybe I am.
And this is all your imagination. It would explain why I have no thoughts of my own and that I'm only reacting to your subconscious.
Wow. Well, it's very deep, Jay.
Yeah. I hope to God that I'm not real.
Very deep.
Here's what I'll say. The thing that I, when I swim, I see the same people. They have the swimming outfit, Jessica, and they have
a Speedo?
Not like the they
Do
have
you
the
wear
full,
a Speedo when you swim?
No, I wear regular swim trunks like a human.
All right.
If I were
Jessica's questioning this.
No. If I were in the Olympics, I would put on one of the big suits. Otherwise you don't need that. You're just trying to get a couple of extra calories gone while you swim. It's those guys that put on the fins
with the cap.
You
need the cap.
I should be allowed one punch a day. Just walk up and go, listen, I have a card. I'm allowed to punch you for doing this.
Jay, you're more violent than I expected.
Well, I mean, fantasy-wise, yes. I mean, not in real life. If you actually annoyed me in real life, I would just quietly fume.
Women don't have that same desire to punch people.
If he ran up and punched someone one day, I don't think I'd be surprised. I'd be like, well, he talked about it all the time.
Like it was on the podcast.
Yeah.
Jessica will be testifying at your trial.
Yeah, you know what
would
be great?
He talked about it for weeks and weeks and weeks on the podcast. I don't know.
And what would be wonderful is, you know how every time something like that happens, they always interview the friends and neighbors and like, well, he's so quiet. I can't believe he did that. It'd be so awesome if everyone was like, yeah, I could totally see.
Jessica would be like, yeah.
He was keeping what in the basement? Yeah, that makes sense.
He took this long.
Yeah. I'm on so much Wellbutrin, Jessica, I can't hurt people. Okay. I want to hurt them, but my brain goes, why? Just hang out, watch Netflix. Like, all right, brain, that sounds good. I feel like everybody, that space that you just heard,
yeah,
I think that, everybody that was like,
what happened?
They edited it, is what they think.
Let's pretend that was an edit.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. This is raw.
Yeah.
And almost live, because we don't really know how to edit it. That's the bottom line. None of us have the equipment or the expertise to edit. We thought Jessica did.
This podcast may actually never air because I don't even know if it'll get off of this computer system.
Yeah.
It's a valid point. We don't know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. It's actually easier to do a Trump press briefing now with the ban on any kind of thing than it is to do our actual podcast.
The actual podcast.
Yeah. We actually have a sketch artist right here who is drawing us.
We should. Why don't we have a sketch artist?
You know, because I don't want to see myself.
If I was a guy, though, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I got this. I know how to handle it. I'll fix it.
Yeah.
Right.
I do that sometimes.
But here's the thing. You want us to do that.
The last time I did that, I locked the computer up and they couldn't use it for 3 days.
But doesn't it feel good in that moment right before we mess up? Like right after we say it and right before we irrevocably destroy it, when we go, I got this.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Don't worry,
you pretty little head, Jess. I'll take care of this.
On one side, there's all these compliments loaded up. On the other side, there's all these "you idiot" comments loaded up.
And you're just waiting for the outcome.
Just waiting.
But you know what, though? You don't compliment this enough.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Women, all women everywhere.
Did you mean Jessica, or did you mean women in general?
I mean all women everywhere. Here's the thing.
Broad brush.
Everyone. Broad brush is the exact word to use.
There you go.
Shout out
to Vinny, our sponsor.
I know. Shout out to that guy over there who's going to help us out later on.
Here's all I'm saying.
Is that Lou?
Yes.
I hear women all the time.
I hope he hangs around until we're done. He can help fix this.
He may actually need this room.
Oh, does he?
I don't know.
Lou, do you need this room?
Nah, he'll wait. He's fine.
Lou, can you edit me out of every podcast?
Lou, you're amazing and so helpful.
I would say this. I talk to women all the time and they say, oh, you just did normal stuff around the house. You want a cookie? Do you want us to compliment you for doing stuff you should already have done? And here's the answer. Yes. That's what you need to do. I know it seems silly, but it's just like when you ask us how we look in this dress, you don't want a real answer. You want us to go, oh, you look fantastic.
I think some women want a real answer.
No.
Never?
I would never take that chance. It's like if I'm 170% sure someone's pregnant, I still don't bring it up till they bring
answers.
It up.
Oh, the pregnancy thing is a whole different
ballgame. Yeah, you don't go up to say, oh, when are you due? Never.
No. There's nothing in it for you to do that.
Never.
Even if you're right, there's nothing in it for you.
Right.
What do you get out of that?
Well, maybe a baby if she's like giving birth at that moment. I wouldn't even bring up pregnancy if I were an obstetrician. Like if they came to me and was like, you know, hey, what do you think about this pregnancy? I'd be like, are you pregnant? I had no idea. You look so slim.
Man, you look thin.
Wow. You know, but here, I mean this. And ladies, if you're listening to this podcast, number one, I'm surprised. Number two, you need to do this. Go to your man right now. And whatever he did right the last time, give him a compliment for it. I know you think you shouldn't, but we need the cookie. We're like dogs. We need it.
We're fragile in a sense.
Yeah, we have fragile male ego.
We need the compliments. We need the reassurance.
Constant reassurance.
Encouragement.
I've never seen one bigger. You could say that.
There you go.
Even if you have, it's good. We know you're lying, but we need to hear it.
Well, Bill and Jay, thank you for coming here to do the podcast. You guys did a great job showing up.
Wow. Really? Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
You know what? Now I want to change a tire for you. You see how that works? See, Jess?
Way to come to work today.
Nice. See, yes, we need compliments for things that you think we should
do. You were early today.
I was early today.
I didn't hear a compliment.
Yeah.
Jessica, go ahead. Throw it out there.
I think you did a great time.
Jessica,
did so well in your timing today. Wow.
I was late.
Yeah. Jessica, if I jump out of my car and punch a biker, will you tell me it was a good punch?
Right. That's all you need. That's all you need.
I would say, I knew you could do it. I knew you had it in you.
I'm looking at Lou. Lou, do you need to come in here? Or are you waiting for us?
Oh, yeah, hi. Lou's just waving.
Okay.
If you want. All right. Lou is coming in. Lou is, right. Lou's like the guy in charge.
Your microphone's on.
Of all of our technical stuff that goes on. So Lou, we saw you out there and we're like,
you do a great job. We just wanted to say.
Yes.
I can't pay anybody anymore for anything. I don't have that sort of power.
We're just hoping we don't screw up the system.
That it seems likely you will.
Yes, I have before.
As a person who works with systems and as a person who's met you, That's the yes.
He's getting a furrowed brow as he's explaining this.
Do you notice that? I have broken things before. That's the problem. They don't let me touch anything. That's why I offered to run the board during my show.
And they said no?
They said it was a flat, it was an angry no.
And you were like, oh, is it a union thing? And they're like, no, not a union thing.
It's a you thing.
It's a you thing.
I could be the only host that doesn't touch the board. I think that may be true. Trev Elise does it.
Trev does, yeah.
Dennis does it.
That guy knows how to work a board.
Yeah, well, it can't be more technical than this.
But you're not allowed to touch this.
It is live. It is live, which is
that is true.
Tremendously frightening thing.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, we'd have to put him on a 4-hour delay if he goes live
So, Lou, we weren't sure if you needed the room.
I was coming to bother you about planning because I know you like planning. Oh, I know so you don't fly by the seat of your pants ever, and I wanted to check in on things.
Emails.
On things.
For example, on the show tomorrow, I've got Miss New Jersey coming in.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
What time is Miss New Jersey coming in?
9:00.
Wait, this is important for people who are going to listen to this weeks from now when the podcast airs to know what time tomorrow.
So in the future, this will be the past for you if you're listening.
Right.
At some point before the 4th of July, Miss New Jersey.
Make sure you're listening 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
But the good news is you can go to nj1015.com.
You can.
And you can listen to the interview that happens tomorrow for me.
Yes.
2 weeks ago for you listening.
Bill, can I ask a question?
It's like time travel. This whole thing was like time travel.
I'm still scheduled to come in at 8:30 tomorrow, right?
Yes. We've set up an awkward moment.
More useful information for people listening.
Yeah, I'm just saying weeks from now, when you read about why Miss New Jersey was so creeped out during her interview at New Jersey 101.5. It's because I was pressed up against the window like the little kids
Vinny is also coming in.
So should we do like video of Jay and Vinny stalking Miss New Jersey?
Here's
like the Garfield up against the window?
Vinny calls women broads. Vinny Brand, our sponsor.
Oh, I can't wait to see how Miss New Jersey reacts to that.
How is she going
to
react?
You have to stop them the first time, but then he just keeps saying it, so it gets, the point is moot.
And her thing is empowerment.
You've tuned him out.
That's her thing.
Her thing is empowerment.
Is it female empowerment?
I don't know.
I think she wants to empower men to call people broads.
Like superpowers?
She's going to compliment everyone when she walks in the door.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could send her that message, but this is happening 2 weeks after she was here, so it's over.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know what our plan is. We should probably make a plan, though.
Yes.
So we're going to do something cool, and it will be on nj1015.com on my show page.
It will have been on.
It's been up for 10 days at least.
Yeah. We need to invent new grammar to be able to speak about the past and the future.
This was like time travel for me.
Yeah.
This was really good.
So 9:00?
Thank you. 9:00.
I'll come and help. I will have helped with the thing.
Yes, you will have already helped. You did a great job.
I did an awesome job.
I know
tomorrow.
Jessica wants to give you a compliment.
Way
right
to
now.
Explain that.
Yeah. My hope is that someone who's a fan of both Bill's show and the podcast is like, oh, this is the episode right before Jay was arrested.
Right.
That's so nice. That was such a good
time.
Think
about how much could happen
great
between now and the time someone's listening to this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with President Crazy Pants in office.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop. Do we really want to talk politics? You got that all out of your system.
Wait a second.
With Geller.
Even if you are a Trump fan.
Which
you are. Yeah. You have to admit, not the most stable guy.
I would disagree. I think it's on purpose.
Well, but even if it's, even if he's playing crazy.
I think it's to make people like you crazy.
Clearly
Steve Hofstetter.
He doesn't make me crazy at all. I'm a nihilist. I can't wait for the entire world to go swirling into a cinder.
You know what occurs to me, having been a journalist for some time now? Whoever's on the Trump beat for any publication has to be up at 3:00 every morning to watch the tweets and to not be behind everybody else. And that's got to suck a lot to like set your alarm once an hour from 3 to 7 in the morning.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think he's doing like some sort of ADD medicine. I think he's doing Adderall. I think he's doing Ritalin. I think he's doing some kind of upper. That's my theory because that's the mania. That's where he's getting the mania.
He says he doesn't sleep.
I'm up at 3.
Yeah. Is that
all of a sudden?
Are you also doing the Adderall and the
Adderall?
Yes. No, I'm off Adderall.
But I did not stop drinking. Like I'll still drink whiskey. Not 3 a.m, but
I think that's what's making him not sleep, and that's what puts him into crazy pants territory.
I'm still trying to be the first retweet.
You usually are drinking by like 9 a.m.
Actually, that is true. We do drink on the show.
Yeah, beer.
We bring beer.
Craft beer.
So you should definitely work the board.
Yeah,
I should work the board.
Be like, how high can I make this?
It started with our news department and Eric, and you know he shared whiskey on one of my first couple days, and I'm like, this is how it works around here.
Yeah,
like
the 12 days of Christmas.
We did the 12 days of Nogmas with eggnog.
With eggnog.
You drank actual eggnog? on the show?
I made
very
eggnog.
Strong. Wow.
What, are you from the 1740s? Look at you.
I made it. How about that? It was me, Patrick Lavery, and Eric Scott. And we all made eggnog.
Wow.
And it was boozy.
You don't
and that's
drink
rough
it?
At 7 in the morning. That's rough. It's heavy.
You don't drink anything now.
I don't drink anything now, but even in the day, I stay away from things with eggs in it. I'm
Have
not a big egg
Wawa
fan.
You had Wawa eggnog? It's so good.
Thank you.
Even without booze in it, it's delicious.
It's a little rich for my taste. It's a little heavy. I think it is in like 74,000 calories a square ounce.
And every thousand better than the last.
Yeah.
I love it.
This is actually this worked for evidence against what I said regarding Miss New Jersey in the future. And also this works for your commitment trial. We can sit there and go, what was wrong with Bill? The amount of calories he was drinking via eggnog. That's what was wrong with Bill.
That was the problem. It set my whole mood. I spiraled. It was it.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. So, well, anyway, the interview with Mr. Jersey went really, really well. And
it will have been awesome tomorrow.
Awesome. And yes, NJ1015.com, right on my show page, you'll click on it and you will not believe the things that Jay Black and Vinny Brand said to Mr. Jersey.
It was a good job with that interview, Bill.
Thank you so much.
You did a great job tomorrow.
Thank you.
You deserve a cookie.
Jessica, should I wear a tank top for when I meet Miss New Jersey and just be like, I just came from playing some pickup ball. Because I'm
sweaty. And
yeah, like,
and bike shorts because you biked here.
That's right. You want to see some of my golf pictures?
You know, we have people that bike to Chasing News. To work.
Yeah,
because they like smelling at work.
Is it not awkward? They come pretty, in drenched.
I think there's that's no like shower. A rude thing to do. Like just right? come in smelling, but
yeah, in Denmark maybe that flies, but not here in the good old US of A.
But on the flip side, I really don't care what my coworkers think of me at the same time. So it's like whatever.
No, but I think you should care what other human beings think if you're a stinky smelly pants.
Mm. No one bikes here to New Jersey 101.5.
Yeah, because they know how to act in a public
Nobody's
environment.
Nobody's in shape here though at 101.5.
All right, fair point. Because we have a shower though.
Which I've used
have
once.
You really?
It was
used
terrifying.
It? Have you really?
Yeah, no, it's.
I gotta tell you, that's
when
disgusting.
When was the time you used it?
I've slept here during like the big storms and things. Yeah, and I went 3 days before I decided I needed to take that shower.
Wow. Did you clean it before you used it? Because I feel like you need to clean that shower before you get into
have
it.
I'm pretty sure I was dirtier after the shower than I was before the shower.
Oh. Like it needs to be bleached.
It needs to be
so you
bombed.
Didn't do that then.
What?
You didn't clean it before you got in.
I mean, there aren't solvents powerful enough to make a dent in that thing. That it's terrifying.
And
it's
at least,
really scary.
At least now you know where that unidentified rash came from. Because a lot of people just have the rash and have no clue. You can definitively say.
Well, it's what I'm telling people I made from now on. Yes.
Yeah. Where'd you get that? At work. Don't ask too many questions. It's fine.
Oh, wow. No, I'm thinking about that. That's awful.
Yeah, it's gross.
Now that I've podcast bombed you, I'm popping out.
Yes,
I'm going
you,
to the gym and getting sweaty and, offending the people nearby.
No, not at the gym. It's okay at the gym. It's at work where it becomes problematic.
I'll see
That's
you,
all I'm saying.
Tomorrow, 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Or 2 weeks before. I'll see you tomorrow, 2 weeks ago.
I think you should work this math out, Phil. I think you should just.
Time's hard.
It's time travel.
I feel like I deserve a cookie and a compliment for all the compliments I've given out today.
You've really thrown out a lot.
You did a really good job, Jessica.
I will bring beer to the next podcast.
Yeah, I'll watch you drink it.
Okay, fair enough. We're now like 25 minutes in, and we actually, this time, for the first time in 13 podcasts, we had a topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the problem is?
Shopping.
Yeah, but Jessica's thinking shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You were thinking some kind of an overly scientific analysis of millennial buying behavior.
Yes.
And you got into professor mode,
mm-hmm.
and Jessica went to her phone, and I tuned out.
Yeah, well.
Like, I did not hear. I actually can't tell you what you said because I stopped listening.
You said
Amazon, then I heard Whole Foods.
So
and then boom.
We're recording this at a time that's about a week after Amazon bought Whole Foods. If you didn't see, it's already happened. I mean, assuming that the regulators don't step in and say they can't do it, they bought Whole Foods and they were trying to do an analysis of why they may have bought Whole Foods. And one of the things that I thought was more interesting was that millennials are more willing to buy groceries online than old people. And we finally hit the tipping point.
Are they?
Well, that's what they're saying. They said about 50% of millennials are willing to buy food online.
Absolutely.
Really? Like you don't go to a supermarket.
It's so much easier to if you live in an apartment or just like need one thing. It's not even expensive.
I now buy wine and liquor online.
I didn't think you could do that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You can, if you,
it's great.
If you go to some place on the internet Bill goes to, you can get anything.
The dark net. I think like it's 18
year olds order it?
He's got like a Vietnamese boy.
No, they have a questionnaire.
He bought a lady boy from Vietnam. I thought that was odd, but what are you going to do? You know, I'm not judging.
You really can, and it comes to your house.
Yep. Oxycodone, it's whatever great. You need.
Well, I discovered it because I buy a bottle of vodka for every coworker chasing every Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you for doing that.
Right? Is that nice? And I mix it up. If I know their preference,
right,
then they don't get vodka. Like Jessica gets gin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's... sometimes you just have to drop big hints and be like, I don't want vodka. I'd rather have gin.
Why don't you just get her hints? Vodka and you can get her some gin berries and give it to her and say, make your own damn gin. And then you stop complaining about the gift I got you.
Somebody gave it back to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How about that? Wasn't that awkward?
Why did they give it back?
It was so awkward, and they were like, try again.
Let's call her Jillian.
Okay, sounds good.
Mainly because that's her name. And it turns out that she's allergic to vodka. And she said, you know, Bill, we've been working together 3 years. I've definitely talked about this.
Wait, did she drink other drinks?
Beer?
Yes.
Okay,
You're not buying it.
This is a big old bag of bullshit. I'm going to tell you right now.
She left the bottle on my desk.
Because every liquor is just vodka that's been flavored with a flavor. Vodka is just liquor that has not been flavored yet. That's it. It's the base alcohol.
I don't know that that's technically true.
But it kind of is. Like if you drink whiskey is just, you know, barrel flavored vodka. If you drink gin, it's just gin flavored vodka.
What about beer and wine?
That's different. If you drink beer and wine, but any kind of spirit is vodka that has been flavored to a certain degree.
So coming full circle.
Yes.
I buy it online because it comes in cases and it's just easy. I don't have to walk out of the store. I don't have to go to the place and I'm carrying 40 bottles of booze.
You don't have to look bad as you're buying vodka by the case.
That's pretty much what it is. I buy vodka by the case. I can do it in the privacy of my own home.
Hey, that's Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5 buying a case of vodka.
I shop like a millennial. I have not walked into a store in a long time. I don't know anything you can't buy online except for fresh produce. Well, so to me, the Whole Foods thing, it's all about lettuce.
Exactly. It's right. Being able to get centers close to rich white people to give them
produce. Because they're all produce. With salads, millennials.
Well, I thought the exciting thing about Amazon buying Whole Foods is that they're going to have it eventually, stores of the future. You can just walk in with your cart or your bag, throw it all in there, and then walk out, and it will charge you everything.
Yep, and you don't have to talk to anybody or see anybody. It'll be wonderful. You can just go in. Bill, you can buy all of your embarrassing liquor purchases right there. Also, it's a good place for them to actually distribute the stuff that you buy at Amazon.
You know what's actually funny, though, is that I was just at the Whole Foods in Austin, which is like their main one in Texas.
Right.
And their new push is to have people go to the stores like to hang at the bar.
Oh, really?
Like go out to dinner at the restaurant at the Whole Foods. I mean, literally, we were playing video games at the bar in Whole Foods.
In Whole Foods. Yeah. I believe that because years ago, these were the pickup places.
Tinder,
it was a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And there were certain times of the day that you knew and certain aisles.
And you always had to play dumb. Me. You would just show up and you'd go like, oh, yeah.
Fascinating.
I'm a young single man who's without a woman. Could you teach me how to, I want to bake brownies. What do I need?
So the pickup line, different meetings, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Pickup line.
Oh, has a different meeting.
You're in line at the grocery store. Picking
up real lines. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works for me.
But I'm saying so it doesn't surprise me.
Well,
they tried it with bookstores, but that didn't really work. Well, the whole Barnes & Noble and they had the cafe. It just didn't work.
Well, Amazon is buying.
Don't read.
So Amazon's buying bookstores now too. They have actual bookstores in New York City.
But do you go into stores? I can't. When I get onto Route 1, which if you live in New Jersey, you know Route 1 and it's a horrific road.
Yes.
And now they've got people driving on the shoulder, which is fraught with peril.
Yes.
Although they're now, let's see, as of the recording of this, 2 days in with no accidents, but I'm going to project 2 weeks from now when you listen to this, got to be at least one.
And one of them is going to be me riding over a bicycler.
It will be you.
That's true. People do ride their bicycles around there.
I know. And it's so dangerous.
But you don't,
I've done it.
You don't stop in stores ever. For it. Is what you're saying. You don't stop in stores.
No, not if I can avoid it.
So
I mean, you can buy furniture. I've bought, I'm trying to think. Anything. I don't know.
I used to prefer going to the mall to buy clothes, but then I just realized that they don't really charge you to return anything.
Right.
So you can just go through all of the stores online, even pick out two or three things in different sizes and ship them all to your house and just try them on there. And then you don't have to worry about going back to the mall later. It's so easy.
No shipping.
Yeah.
Right.
The thing that I've been reading about the Amazon merger is one of the things they're saying is the hardest part for them is the last mile, getting you the stuff to your house. Hmm. That's where most of the expense in shipping comes, because like getting it to a central distributing spot is like costs them nickels. Getting it to your house is where the extra dollar or two comes in for them. So they figure they can lower prices a lot by having you go to Whole Foods. If they say, well, you're going to go to Whole Foods anyway, just buy all your stuff that you would buy anyway. We'll have a locker for you at Whole Foods. It'll be your locker that all your Amazon stuff will come to. And we'll also do all the shopping for you. So you just come in, you pick up all your stuff and go. And if they can convince people to do that, then they don't have to pay anymore to get the stuff to your house.
I think Sam's is already doing that.
Doing that, you can order online and have it all ready for you?
I don't know that for a fact, except that I go to Sam's. That's the only store we'll go to. The meat is great.
It's like a sad store to go to.
No, it's great. The meat department at Sam's Club is great. You eat meat, right?
I eat lots of meat, yes.
Sure, because I, you know, you don't drink, and all of a sudden I'm like,
listen, in my past
going
days,
vegetarian
Bill.
Vegetarian on me, I don't know.
Bill, I'll put anything. There was a time I would put literally anything into my body. There was a time,
like a Labrador.
Not so long ago, that I would put a Labrador Retriever into my body just to see what it felt like.
But I see these carts full of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just sitting there.
Well, and they've got like plastic wrap over them with a name on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, so somebody's calling ahead.
It's ideal.
And could be restaurants doing that, though. I don't know.
Yeah, you do it online.
Right?
You pick out your card online, and they go fill it for you, and you go say thank you.
See, but when I'm buying steak, I want to see it.
Yeah, there's some food you want to see
first. I got to see it. I got to touch it. I got to see, is there a graying of it? I'm going to cook it. I'm going to eat it.
That's the problem with like the vegetables and like ordering them online. But if they come in and they suck, you just write them back and say, hey, this is bad, and then they refund you. So it's not like a big deal.
Yeah, it's
you
not
just
a
throw
big
it
deal.
In the trash.
One of the things that I've been reading about that a lot of people are nervous about in the business side of things is that the more you order online, the harder it is for new products to break through. Because if you remember when you would go to the grocery market, the end cap is where they would be like, hey, try this new triple flavored Oreos.
You're paying for the end cap. That advertising was the premium spot to be in.
You'd be like, well, somebody wrote that, I just read this today, that since the iPhone has come out, chewing gum sales have gone down every year. Because when you're in line at the supermarket, it used to be like, well, I got nothing to do. Let me look at, I'll buy some Wrigley's.
I'll buy some gum.
And I'll buy a People magazine. And now nobody does that because you're all playing with your phone. So gum sales, one of the unintended consequences of the iPhone's existence. So this whole thing, I'm worried I'm not going to be able to get new flavors of Oreos, Bill. This is what I'm worried about, that I'm not going to be able to know about them, see them, be aware of them.
Don't worry, that will never happen.
You say that.
Jason, our coworker at Chasing News, is going to make sure of it.
Ugh.
He buys 4 or 5 packs. It feels like a day.
Of Oreos?
Packages of Oreos.
Is he a good-looking, built guy? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
You guys are both making a face, so no, I'm guessing no.
Well, let's put it, Jason's a great guy.
Does he look like a guy who eats 4 packs
of Oreos? He eats a lot of Oreos.
Did I tell you my idea for Oreos?
Yeah.
You know what I don't like?
He's not in terrible shape, though, Jason. There are people in worse shape.
Well, yeah, but I mean, unless you're in a television show about how fat you are, there's like, very few people that can't say that.
He's not a huge guy, though. Like, you don't look at Jason and you're like, oh, he's a fat guy.
Yeah, okay.
Would you agree?
I'm just... All right, off topic, but I feel bad about that comment I made about Kevin Nealon.
About last week?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Talking about Jason buying Oreos, that's what you feel bad about? What did you say?
So I'm on Instagram and all he posts are pictures of himself in the woods, like staring into space.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
What did you say about him? Look at that.
you said you wouldn't recognize him, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but
that's not a great picture of him.
If you don't know who he is, that's not an insult.
And then he spends all his time walking around in the woods like the cliffs of California.
Are you thinking that's weird, or you just wanted to get us off the Oreo conversation?
So strange.
I don't think that's strange. I think he's trying to get millennials who hike to know who he is.
And I don't want to comment on Jason's weight either. No.
No, and I don't blame you, but I was trying to be positive. Jason's a friend.
Okay.
But the challenge is that he loves junk food.
Yeah, well, because junk food is delicious.
Junk food is on, it's almost like a wall.
Right.
In front of his desk. So you pass by. I do it because I leave here and there are days that I don't eat in the morning. We talk about food a lot, but I don't eat every morning because sometimes it's like we had chili dogs brought in from the diner.
Right.
And, honestly, a chili dog at 7 o'clock in the morning is a little much.
Sounds delicious.
So it is.
Yeah.
No. So, go ahead. So Jason, he always knows what's coming out before it actually hits the shelves, so he, with like, the Oreo flavors.
He researches.
And the Lay's potato chips, because they like do a contest every year.
He always has them. So in that sense, we're way ahead of the market.
You already know.
The challenge is I get in at 10:30 and I'm like, oh, well, there's factory, fresh from the factory Kit Kats. Why don't I start eating?
Yeah, fresh from the factory. That's what is key right. when you're eating a Kit Kat, is to make sure that it's as fresh as possible.
That's what I always thought.
Right. Everybody insists they taste much better.
Yeah, that's because people are dumb.
I can't tell.
Those things are not even, they're only 74% organic. So most of that is just like industrial chemicals.
There's so much of the junk food, though, at Chasing News, that Jessica gave it up for Lent.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't have one of the factory fresh.
Just his desk. And it was a real sacrifice.
It was great.
Well, I want you to run this by Jason, because I've been thinking about this for a while. Here's my problem with Oreos. The cookie. The best part of the Oreo, the inside of the Oreo.
Thank
you. So how about this? A sack of Oreo frosting. That's
what you could squeeze out. You
know, maybe, they don't sell that?
Or maybe just put it on your face like a horse feeding thing. But one way or the other, you just you get rid of the cookie.
I
call the cookie speed bumps. I don't want that cookie. I just want the frosting. Get it into me.
I assume that was already like on the shelves.
I mean, see, that's how good a product it is. Bag of frosting.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess you got to go out and sell that now.
Sugar flavored lard from Jayco Incorporated.
It's delicious.
It is the best thing in the whole world.
I will take the double stuff and make a quadruple stuff.
Yeah, well, you know what I do? I have a team of orphans that that work for me. I give them one cookie an hour in exchange for doing that for me. I make them quintuple stuffs. I love it.
But we've seen it. Like we've made several of them at the office.
They're wonderful. They're wonderful. Yeah. And the cookie is the part that it's, you know what the cookie is? The cookie is the date before the sex. It's the thing you have to put up with to get the thing that you want.
That's what you're saying.
No, yeah. Foreplay.
It's cookie foreplay.
The foreplay, the gross, horrible thing that you have to do in order to get what you want.
You got to get through the cookie first.
Yeah, I got it. All right, fine. If this is what it takes, I'll eat the cookie, fine. But I want the frosting. That's what I want. I want the delicious frosting always. Why is that depressing? Jessica, how is that depressing? I think it's actually very honest and forthright.
You talk about all these things about like love, and it's like, don't get me down. It's so sad.
Yeah, I mean, one day, Jessica, if you're lucky, you will be in a loveless marriage.
Exactly.
Where you'll be going through obligatory foreplay to just get to the end of the sex so that you can watch TV.
You are a bit of a depressing
guy.
This
is the stuff he does in his like act with the college kids, too. And we're
it brings him down.
Downer.
Those college kids, man. They need to know.
You frightened Nicole.
Who?
Nicole, who was on a podcast like episode.
Oh, Nicole. How did I frighten her? About what?
Casino. Well, I mean, her, like, she has this, like, board she wrote everything out on. She was like, the thing you like most about someone when you first meet them will be the thing you hate the most after you've been dating them for a while.
Did I say that?
How old is she?
I mean, it was a takeaway she got from talking to you.
Wait, I said that?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Wait, I said the thing that you
gave a pretty depressing rendition of marriage and relationships.
Also, she would be one of those people like at your like hearing after you punch a biker saying, I couldn't believe he did that.
Oh, that's so nice of her to believe me.
Of course, it's about time he did that.
So wait, I said that the thing you like most about someone when you first meet them is what you'll hate most about them when you're married?
I don't know if you specifically said that, but I think that was the general gist.
That was very wise of me.
Or
I don't remember saying that, but now that I'm hearing it, I'm like, wow, that whoever said that dude is smart. And it was me?
You all definitely let her down that path. You've opened that door for her.
You know what Jessica, I'll tell you what I am. I'm a soothsayer. I just say it as is. I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist. And I tell people the way it is. And that's why people laugh at my act. They might go, oh, that's terrible. But they go, yeah, but it's also pretty true. And here's the thing. You can love and hate people in equal measure. It's okay. Whenever you're close with people, like if we were in a bomb shelter together, you would probably like the fact that I'm providing food, but you would hate me because I'd smell bad. And that's okay.
I would give Jessica about 7 minutes before she turned a little bit of hate on you.
Oh, no, she would. I think that she would I think she would brave the North Korean fallout rather than deal with me in a bomb shelter. You know what?
It's Jay and Jessica in a bomb shelter.
I'm going to mutate. It does not matter. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Better off out here.
Right. Yeah.
And you know that North Korean radiation, not as good as Western radiation. Oh, no. They messed that radiation up badly. I've been telling a Kim Jong-un joke in my act.
Is that working?
I say my brain is like
a little rough now that the American student died.
So, okay, here's the thing.
When is it too soon?
I say that my brain is like a North Korean parade. I say I'm in so much Wellbutrin, my brain's like a North Korean parade. It can't be sad even if it wants to be. And I get like 12% of the audience goes, guffaw. They love it because right. they get what I'm saying, that it's sort of like my brain is being forced by this chemical to right. be happy. Mm-hmm. 88%, the leftover yeah, from like, the 12,
yikes.
They go, ooh. And I've been saying like, am I right? Does Kim Jong-un vacation in this town? Like, why are you so like, ooh about it? Like, I don't understand why that's an ooh joke. I understand what an ooh joke is, but that doesn't strike me as an ooh joke.
See, like, it's funny in my head.
It's very funny. But then again, I'm on so much Wellbutrin, I don't even know what's funny anymore. Everything sounds good.
My best line the other night at the Stress Factory was that.
What?
When I said, boy, that line really killed in my head.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's
that did great. That's what we call it. Itself, a little flat.
That's what we call a saver line
yeah.
in the business. And a lot of times, what?
See how my brain popcorns around?
Mm-hmm.
I just wrote that. So I write an article, which has not come out yet at the time of this podcast release. So that's actually in the future.
It will be out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. For New York Lifestyles Magazine. Ernie Anastos, who's the anchor on the Fox 5 Evening News, he's got a magazine. So I write a feature article for him every couple months. And I did it on comedy. Oh. On my journey from the muffin joke, which Jessica killed.
World famous comedian.
To world famous comedian, which I may be in 2 weeks when you download.
Who knows? Who knows?
No, life is moving fast.
When they interview you after I get arrested for talking to Miss New Jersey.
I'm predicting a restraining order.
No, you
know
what?
That's what I'm thinking.
I can be charming. Watch this. What's up? Pretty charming, right?
He's peacocking.
Watch this.
Oh, that's.
What's going on, Miss New Jersey? No, you got to neg them. So I go like, I'm a bigger fan of Miss Rhode Island, but whatever. She's a little smaller.
I wonder how this is going to go.
But she is interesting, though, because she's basically engaged, they were saying, except you can't do that until after you finish your crown or you have
to
give up.
So we can't talk about it.
You have to give up the title.
You can't be Mrs. New Jersey.
No.
That right. sounds awful.
Well, you
can. Parameters. There is one, though.
There is that, too.
Mrs. New Jersey always has hair curlers in. That's what I imagine. She's always got a house coat on and a cigarette hanging out of her mouth.
What sad thing happened in your childhood, Jay?
All of it. My childhood happened.
your view. Like that. That's you hear Mrs.
I hear Mrs.
You
New
went
Jersey.
To house coat and rollers.
With right, cigarette like hanging out. Cigarette hanging out and an ice
Are
pick.
You cold?
No, I think she's just.
That was either
she's just
she's
chilled,
cold or I need a protective cover. I just don't.
I'm
don't
thinking
feel
about
good
my
anymore.
My bathrobe I wear around the house all the time, and I'm like, gosh,
is it is it a house coat?
Jay called it.
I don't know what a house coat is, but I feel like Mrs. New Jersey.
That
all
could
of a sudden.
Be it. All of a sudden,
what's going on? I'm Miss New Jersey.
Like the house coat doesn't. It's not like a robe. Nah. It doesn't have a tie. It's just almost like a smock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And my mom had a quilted house coat.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And a cigarette was
70s.
Always hanging out of her
cigarette,
mouth.
Cigarette, rollers, and a house coat.
Yep. That was every woman that I knew growing up was, yeah. What's going on? How are you? I'm going to play the lotto.
Did your parents smoke? My mother smoked.
Yeah. My parents smoked even after
years.
My doctor was like, hey, he's got bad asthma. Don't smoke in the house. So my parents spent like a week smoking outside and they were like, we'll risk it. He'll be all right.
It's fine. It's cold out here.
You know what? Toughen up. So I was like, all right, I'll toughen up. Thanks, Dad.
Toughen up.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I inhaled smoke and my lungs got tough.
Did you smoke?
No, I never smoked.
No? Jessica, you never smoked.
No.
I did.
I mean, not tobacco. I mean,
see, it's such a stupid world today. Like, pot is fine. Tobacco, yeah. Oh my God. God forbid.
Well, here's the thing. At least with pot.
You get high.
Well, you get high. But you get high. No, it's like they come in telling you what it is. This is a drug that makes you feel a certain way. Cigarettes pretend not to be that thing. And what annoys me about cigarettes, it's not that I have nothing against them. Just say what you are. Tobacco is a drug that makes you feel a certain way. Nicotine is a drug. The active ingredient in nicotine does this to you. And if you like that feeling, go ahead. But don't pretend
but it doesn't
like it's just
give you as pronounced a feeling as pot.
No, that's what's bad about it.
See, I think that's what's good about it. I think you can have a cigarette and not alter your mood or your demeanor.
Right.
You know, to have a pot break during the workday, I think would be problematic.
I think my problem was the tobacco.
But a smoke break different.
The tobacco industry never just came out and said what they were. And that's what drives me nuts. They're
See,
like,
I think
we're
they
just
evolved into this great technological giant that created a way to make cigarettes relatively cheap and available. and clean and neat and nice little precision roll. I love it.
Well, yeah, but
the filter even filtered out a lot of the bad stuff.
Have you seen the cartridges? I mean, when I was on vacation, it was like out of the country, so maybe it was different there, but they were like big black bold letters saying these kill you, these age yeah. you. They were all different too.
Which is so crazy to me, you know, because it's a legal product. I always hated that stuff.
But what drives me nuts is I'm fine with, my dad died from lung cancer. So yeah. I like, for me to talk about this and say that I'm fine with it, I have no personal stake in it. What drives me nuts is when they pretend to be, oh, we're just a smooth feeling. What the hell is a smooth feeling? Why am I seeing you smoke on a cigarette boat? I guess maybe that makes sense.
Well, it's called a cigarette boat.
Just smooth, though. Say we're a drug. And I'm fine with you. Just say that nicotine is the active ingredient. It makes you feel a certain way.
And here's how it feels. You know, last 20 years, there's been pretty much full disclosure. I'll tell you where I'm driving at. So I met Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Right.
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
He and his wife, Beth.
I'm a fan of dogs.
And I also like dogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Dog is a smoker. But what I like about Dog is that every time they apprehended somebody, he would offer them a last cigarette.
Well, that's nice.
I think so, too. Because it was this non-politically correct interaction. Because the guy's about to go to jail. Like right. He's got a lot worse things on his plate than that one last cigarette.
Sure.
Anyway.
I think Boba Fett would do the same thing. I'd like to think
that like Boba Fett. Think he would. He'd give you the last smoke.
Who's Boba Fett?
Boba Fett's the most famous bounty hunter in the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
There's one of Star Wars?
Yeah, I have.
But they, you tuned it out.
Freaks me out. They're scary.
What, really? They're scary?
Yeah, well,
the prequels are. For sure.
All the monsters in the show.
Aliens and show? It's a movie. It's not a show. And let me tell you something. Empire Strikes Back is the most romantic movie that exists.
Are you a huge Star Wars fan?
For sure.
Are you really? I'm a fan of the first one.
The first one.
Episode 4.
Episode 4 is okay. Episode 5.
Death Star, Alderaan, Princess Leia.
Okay. Are you just shouting out words that you remember?
I am. I'm trying to remember. I'm having an episode.
He's trying to become an expert.
I'm having an episode.
I know a ridiculous amount about Star Wars.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So I was right on all three of those references.
Yeah, but like, they're kind of surface references, Bill. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you'd fit in with my Star Wars friends, but okay. But episode 5.
Wait, you have Star Wars friends? Like, they are categorized?
In my phone, yeah. Okay. I you know, it says, like, employed at, underneath it says Star Wars.
But people get upset if they're a big fan and right. you don't know something.
Well, I mean,
Eric Scott, our news guy.
He's a big Star Wars fan?
Huge Star Wars fan, to the point where he has Darth Vader cufflinks.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, that's
it's going pretty far. It's going
I didn't pretty think far. He liked anything.
He likes Star Wars. That's pretty much it,
I could hang out with that guy and just talk Star Wars. Episode 5, Jess, most romantic movie ever.
Wait, so all Star Wars fans are friends?
Yes. Mm. We can't be choosy.
What about
choosy.
Tyler? I bet he knows Tyler.
Who's Tyler?
Have you met Tyler?
No.
He's one of our camera guys.
No, he's actually not, so he doesn't come out during the show.
What does he do? Is he not a camera guy?
He's in the edit room.
Oh. Well, he's a guy that works on the show.
Next time I come to Chasing,
well,
I'm going to...
think I'd pay more attention.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying he's not there when we're taping because he's...
He doesn't walk out.
Next time I come out there, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, you know, I was a little upset that when Lucas sold the property to Disney that they got rid of the expanded universe because I'm a big Talon Card fan. And then I'll turn slowly.
He will. And his head will explode.
He'll pop out and go, are we friends? I'm like, totally. And then we're going to high five, but miss because we're nerds.
There's a picture of me and Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, well,
there is. In the studio.
There really
Jar Jar Binks was in the studio.
It's very weird.
Wait, was it like somebody dressed
it
as Jar Jar?
Be photoshopped.
Okay. Jar Jar, I'm not a big fan
but
of Jar Jar.
I know you're not. As a true Star Wars fan, you're not. I don't think Tyler is either, and I think it bothers him.
Although I
so
do
they
like
show it often.
There's a theory on Reddit that Jar Jar was actually the orchestrator of the dark side. Because if you look, he was actually present at all of the things
That's
that was bad
talk.
That happened. And it kind of solves the issue of Jar Jar for me. So in my head canon, I like to believe that he was part of it. That's all.
Wow.
Jessica, okay. Episode 5, when Han Solo is being lowered into the carbonite, and Princess Leia goes, I love you. And Han Solo looks back and goes, I know. Tell me that's not the coolest moment that could possibly exist between a man
and
a woman.
See, I'm thinking that pissed her off.
Do you know? Yeah, I mean.
Right?
I know.
How mad would you be? You're like, wait, whoa.
That's what I say to people. That's what I say to people to upset them.
Yeah.
Right. Miss you. I know.
Yes. Here's the thing.
I don't miss you.
First off, that makes me like you more because that makes sure you're similar to Han Solo. But secondly, Han Solo is a rough scoundrel. He's a nerf herding scoundrel.
Is Jessica the Han Solo of this podcast?
Well, I'm the Luke Skywalker. You're the Ben Kenobi and you're the Han Solo.
I'm Ben Kenobi. I kind of like that.
I'll be Han Solo.
You're Han Solo.
Yeah. We need a.
Well, at least we got a title now.
We should ask. Oh, we should ask Miss New Jersey to be Princess Leia. I'll bring in a gold bikini. We'll put her in it, and I can be Jabba the Hutt.
I'm gonna come film it. So watch Jay get arrested.
Well, I'm not gonna get arrested for asking. I'm not gonna ask like force her to put on the bikini. I'm not like the actual job. I'm not gonna put her on my slave barge.
I know at this point that we're talking and people are listening to this podcast. It's already happened.
Yeah. Oh, then I'm in jail.
Definitely in jail.
Do you think
you're at least banned from the New Jersey 101.5 studio?
And do you think Dog the Bounty Hunter will have offered me a cigarette on the way to jail?
You would take that cigarette, though, wouldn't you?
If I'm going to jail,
I don't even smoke. I would definitely
you
take that little cigarette.
You'd be like, yeah, let's delay my time. Like to smoke? Of course,
I would take it and hide it in an orifice
never had a cigarette.
No, but I mean, I think I'd take anything that was like offered to me on my way to prison.
That's interesting, though. Never having tried it.
I had a buddy who got kicked off a cruise ship for fraternizing with a guest. You know, you're not allowed
after
to do that.
After he docked.
No. Like, he was on the ship.
A comic,
and you're not allowed to.
I meant they threw him off after he docked.
Oh, yeah. No,
like, you don't get put in a little dinghy and.
No, they may have for him. But apparently they were looking for the girl and they figured out that she was in his room and they knocked on the door and he came out and they were like, oh my God, she's in the room. They took her out.
Wait, why is this an issue? Was she like under 18?
No, you're not allowed to do it. I think because
they're knocking on the door to make sure you're.
Well, because you're an employee of the ship. And when you're out on the ocean like that, I think that if anybody decides like, oh, I was too drunk to make this decision, I was too drunk to consent, they could sue the ship, and that's what they're worried
about. Is
this
why your wife went with you on the last one?
No, as Jessica said, you don't have to worry about anybody going back to my room.
All roads back to that.
But the reason why I bring this up was he was, as they were like getting ready to kick him off, he pulls out a pack of cigarettes and he starts smoking. And they're like, you can't smoke in here. And he's like, what are you going to do? Kick me off the boat?
Come on, at some level, you got to respect
That's a famous story among comedians. Yeah. It's one of the greatest moments that have ever happened, in my opinion.
I got to back him on that.
Absolutely.
All right, I think we got to go.
Yeah.
Right? So.
I think we covered the topic of Amazon very well.
Yeah, I mean, it was a technical deep dive into
Whole
Foods.
Next week, you can join us. I'm going to have a discussion of Mara Jade Skywalker in the later issues of the Star Wars universe.
I really
universe.
Have to digest this whole Jessica is Han Solo.
Well, I mean, she's the one that would say I know to someone saying I love you.
I'm just going to say real quick, I met Han Solo.
You met Harrison Ford?
I did.
Was he high?
And he was quiet and grumpy.
Yeah, he's a grumpy dude.
He's grumpy?
Grumpy. And short.
Short?
I'm not short.
That's the thing. Like, Jessica's not. This is where my mind is
going.
Don't
put me into that box.
You're not grumpy, nor are you short. He was grumpy and short.
You know, I just realized.
I don't care if you're short. I'm not short shaming. No. I'm not size shaming. What I'm saying is he is larger than life in the movie.
Right.
He's the hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you meet him, but he's kind of a little guy.
Maybe that's why he's so grumpy. Maybe everybody who's ever met him was like, ooh, I thought you'd be taller.
I thought you'd be taller.
And you're like, oh.
He was standing next to Brendan Fraser.
Who's gigantic.
Gigantic.
Yeah. He was George of the Jungle.
He was.
I'm reevaluating. If Jessica, you're Han Solo, I'm thinking you, Bill, would be, I don't know, Chewbacca. And I think I would be an Ugnug. One of the short little guys from Cloud City.
Ugnugs?
Ugnugs. The little aliens.
There was something else.
What are you talking about the Gamorrean guards? What are you talking about here?
No, you're throwing terms out.
No, the little things that look like Gigi.
Ewoks.
No, those are Ewoks. The little things.
Who looks like Gigi?
I think Ewoks.
Yeah. The Ewoks are on planet, the moon of Endor. But the Ugnugs are on
the
Cloud City of Bespin. They were the little pig people that took C-3PO apart in episode 5. They were called Ugnugs. And it was one of my best memories of my mom. Got me an Ugnug. Just
really
for no reason, and it's my like if you look back at my childhood, probably the highlight of my childhood.
Smoke. You see it through the smoke. Thanks,
the
Mom.
Smoke. She pulled
Thanks,
it right Mom. Out of her house coat. She was like, "Here you go."
I could see being Chewbacca. I get that.
Mm-hmm. You got good hair.
I get that.
You got good glossy hair.
Thank you.
You got good glossy hair.
Well, like today. I mean, even with this, the whole delivery of the headphones.
Yeah, and when you came
Chris
in, you're
is like, when I did that.
That's exactly how you sounded.
I pretty much sounded like that. We should probably leave it there. I'm still Bill Spadia. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. And now see, I never know. If you want me to go around the room and like, you know, I'm with my co-hosts, Jessica Nutt,
Jess Nutt. You should tweet her and follow her at Chasing Jess Nutt.
Yes, you should. Do not follow Jay on Twitter.
No, because my Twitter feed is a hive of scum and villainy.
I that's pretty good too.
From Star Wars.
Wait. Episode 4.
Yes.
Obi-Wan said that.
Obi-Wan. I call him
going
Ben.
Going into
Mos Eisley.
Mos Eisley.
He was talking about them
right before the bar scene.
It's a den of vile villainy.
I'll be careful. You'll be dead. I have used that quote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good one.
They showed up in episode Rogue One, those two guys, which I guess, you know, we can get into the details on that. But yeah, he goes, I'm wanted on 7 systems. You know, that guy.
So I think here's what we should do. Mm-hmm. I think for the next podcast, we should all watch Star Wars.
Easy. I got it on my iPad. Let's go.
What do you think of that?
All right.
We should watch it.
All of them?
Yeah, let's do all of them.
It's like summer. It's gorgeous out. I want to go to the beach.
There's only 8 of them. It's 16 hours. Hop onto it.
We watch like your favorite clips of episode 4.
I'm just thinking it's like a Christmas time activity. Like, can we do this 6 months from now?
I love the confidence Jessica has that we will still be on the air in 6 months.
I
because if you don't rate us.
Yeah, rate us and review us.
Do we have a plug? I mean, other than Vinny Brand, go to StressFactory.com, get tickets. Vinny owns the Stress Factory. He is our sponsor. And do we have beats to give away or no?
I don't think so. Not this episode.
We'll skip it.
But one way or the other, go to StressFactory.com. Not a vile den of villainy and scummery.
Depends on the night. All right. Let's see you next time.
See ya.